Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we welcome you back on a Monday South Florida High School Sports Show. Larry Bluestein and Danny G taking you up until 8 o'clock. We have NFL football once again here on Monday night, so it's going to be exciting. An exciting night here on 560 The Joe WQAM. As I mentioned before, FAU, obviously the game against Florida, you know. I mean, they still played their hearts out, and that's what happened. You know, when you have those coaches in your ear all the time and giving you little pride things. So they came back this week and came home and did extremely well. I mean, a lot of mistakes made, but this is when you correct them. And tonight, Shane Marinelli, who Al's 247, does an awesome job. He covers them in the off season as well as anybody. He had an opportunity to check out this week's game, and he joins us this evening. Shane, thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem. What's going on, Larry?
Just, you know, reviewing some of our South Florida football, and it hasn't been fan-friendly lately, but I can't say the same for FAU. They had a game that they needed, that they should have won. They won it. They bounced back from, a Power 5 opponent that we saw that did damn well on Saturday against the best in the country. So we know that FAU has that attitude where they want to win games, and a lot of people step up. I think Nikosi Perry's made just a tremendous addition, not only physically but mentally and experience-wise. Talk about what you saw on Saturday and perhaps the difference between the opener and what we saw this past weekend.
Well, it's really actually been the last two games since the opener, and they also played,
yes,
you know, crushed Georgia Southern at home as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry. You're right.
I mean, they've looked good. I mean, even if you go back and look at that Florida game, they had opportunities to make that a close game. I mean, they drove the ball. I think, I know they've had Kevin on since it, but, you know, they've moved the ball past the 50-yard line, 7 out of 11 drives against Florida. So there's even points in that game where, you know, they looked competitive.
Right.
They've taken care of business at Fordham. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head, Larry, with Nikosi has been everything they could ask for more. Nearly 900 yards on the season already, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's just, as he's kind of put on his social media, he is someone that has just found a home. He is comfortable, and he is playing loose and relaxed, and it's working with this team.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. What are some of the things that you guys are writing on the website? I mean, as far as like nowadays, because obviously you have a lot of bright lights. I mean, you have a lot of things happening that are going positive. So your fan base, on social media and also on the website have to be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I mean, we're just we've just been talking about, than the standard stuff with the Pro Football Focus and still some recruiting action, just talking about like, you know, some of the changes they've made to the offense and a couple little minor position changes. You know, they took a now seventh year receiver, John Mitchell,
seventh year.
And he's a bigger guy. Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy. He's an NFL veteran by now. Kind of moved him to like kind of a flex tight end, and it's just created so many mismatch problems for the defenses. He has just been, not that he wasn't a bad receiver before the, 2 years ago before he was hurt all of last year, and he's created mismatch issues. They've you know, they have so many good running backs with Johnny Ford, Larry McCammon. You know, Kelvin Dean actually broke out this year, you know, this past game and scored his first touchdown. And just so many good running backs from the state of Florida. James Charles is still running around the backfield. So, you know, they're deep at that position, and it all just seems to kind of work it. And I think, you know, the one thing we're going to have coming up this week is just talk about how strong the secondary has been. You know, and it's been led by a local Palm Beach kid in TJ Young. I mean, he's just stopped at a pick six this week, and he's looking like one of these guys that's, you know, going to develop into one of these FAU players that has his name called in a couple of years on, you know, to play on Sundays.
Yeah, I like that. I like to hear that. Shane Marinelli is joining us. Al's 247 is where you could find all of his work. He also does the Shula Bowl podcast, which is a very entertaining. Eric Henry, who joins us, and I think Kevin's on that too, right? Or no, is he?
No, there's David Hondel, who's FIU.
Oh,
fan,
David Hondel. Yeah. Another interesting thing too, when you take a look at this program, is, and we had a chance, and you had a chance, obviously, to see it in the off season, is the coaching. And people don't realize what a really, really good coaching staff that FAU has. Talk about that, because I think that's really important. Because if you're usually at schools, Sunbelt schools or such, the coaching isn't like this. I mean, they have a couple of good guys who, you know, been around or recycled or whatever. But the impact that every position, you know, from KP and Stanford Samuels and you know, Willie himself and everybody out there, I mean, and Stoops, this is a really good staff.
Oh, yeah, I could argue top to bottom. If if someone was grading these staffs, and if you took away the name, you know, the school names out of all the staffs in the state of Florida, there's no way most people are saying it's not one or two overall, right? And if you take kind of the biases out of it, you named them. You know, Coach Kevin Patrick's legit. He's a Power Five coach. You know, they have Ed Warrenier, who just came from Michigan. You know, and he put all five Michigan offensive linemen were drafted last year, and he's here coaching. I think, you know, obviously coming to the state of Florida, going to a good program with good facilities and an established head coach who's been around for a while, you know you're going to get good results. And it's, you know, it's like Lane Kiffin used to say, it's not a bad place if you're an established coach to move the family and stuff like that. You know, if you're going to go coach at, a sort of quote unquote G5 school, you might as well do it in Boca.
No, I agree. The schedule tightens, obviously, now. You Air Force, and then the Shula Bowls, is that the second? I think it's the second of October. And then UAB, and then Charlotte. I mean, which are really, really good football teams. So this stretch is important. Talk about that.
Yeah, obviously Air Force is crazy hard going out there. I mean, that's just, they're 7-point underdogs. I think in a vacuum, they're the better team, but they're obviously going out there.
Yeah.
The Shula Bowl, the Shula Bowl, I think FAU will be heavy favorites, but yeah, that UAB game is the game a lot of people have circled months ahead of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the game. And then later in the year, you have Marshall come to town, and that's always kind of the big one as well.
Yep, it is. Shane, tell everybody how they can follow you, whether it be on social media or anything that you do.
Yeah, just at Marinelli Shane, or you can follow us at Owls247. I saw, you know, it's funny, a bunch of Hurricanes fans said they're Owls fans the rest of the year, you know, rooting for Nicosi. So if you don't have much to root for, I get it, Hurricanes fans, and, you know, come root for Nicosi Perry the rest of the year.
I hear it. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Good job. Shane Marinelli, Owls247, I'll tell you, covers it year-round. I mean, I ran into him at camps, and he's there from early morning, late night. That's what, you know, when you cover teams, that's what you got to do, especially like on social media like that. And he's always there, and he's giving you some good stuff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.